let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Marna Book One is the highly anticipated children's book from Jason Hauger, the story of David, a lonely-hearted elementary school kid looking for a good friend. Standing up to a bully, he unknowingly discovers a beautiful, magical girl. Her name is Marna, and she has a secret. Beautifully written and illustrated, Marna touches on a number of topics, making this book an important addition to your child's library. And to tell us about the story of Marna, author Jason Hauger, with us on This Week in America. Jason, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick Bratton. Pleasure to be here to get a chance to promote my new book.
I am looking forward to that, and I want to mention, if you're listening to this and not watching, go to YouTube, look for the video. Jason will have him show some of the T-shirts he's got on. He's very colorfully decorated for our conversation today, and all this will be available publicly. That's a book cover there, and the book will be out soon. We'll mention all of that. The digital version is out now, and then he's got, I think, one more, and he's wearing the cover of the digital. And what are we seeing? Yep, there we got that. And now this is a lovely pink T-shirt. Oh, I like that.
Yes, in pink.
Those are nice. And we'll talk about those as we go through the program, talking about Marna. This is book one. Jason Hauger, H-A-U-G-E-R, is the author and our guest on the program. Let's talk about the characters, first of all. I mentioned David. Didn't want to give away too much about the characters and the plot line, but talk about David and what he's going through, what he's looking for, and what he finds.
Yes, David is my main character, and of course, he's the one that discovers Marna at first, and he's going to take a picture of her. And then, of course, the bully comes in, and he's got to rescue the butterfly from the bully. But then when he comes home and releases the butterfly in his mother's garden, he realizes shortly afterwards that it is a beautiful girl with butterfly wings, and they're able to fly around and go on all kinds of adventures. And it's just a lovely story of growing up and finding new friends, and later on, I don't want to spoil too much, but later on he eventually forgives the bully, and they too become friends later on in the story. But you're going to have to find out how and why that happens.
The book is Marna Book One. Now, the digital's available now, so if you go to Amazon, the usual places, you'll find that available. And the hardcover, paperback, the rest of those are all coming out. They'll be out in time for Christmas, right? A great Christmas gift idea.
I just got approved for the printing process, and will soon be arriving here. I would estimate at the end of November, early December should be the official release date.
That is fantastic. It'll be there for the holidays. In the meantime, you've got the digital version that's available. I mentioned that there are so many themes that Jason brings out in the book. It's an excellent book that can be read by a child to a child. You can talk about it with children because these are really very important topics, areas they're going through right now. Talk about that, Jason. Then we'll talk about the interesting story, how you got from this idea years ago to the finished product now and sitting there doing a TV interview wearing the T-shirt. A lot in between. We'll talk about that. But talk about some of the issues. This really is an entertaining book and deals with topics that young people go through it, but doesn't it?
Oh, yes. I originally wrote it because I wanted to bring awareness to the monarch butterfly. Sadly, they're an endangered species, but they could use our help. And one way of helping them is making sure that you allow milkweed to grow in your yard and try not cutting them down, because that is the only thing that their caterpillars can feed off of. And that's part of their life cycle. And then second of all, and this is very important, not to spray your yards full of poisons and insecticides, because these will make the butterfly ill and possibly kill them off. And we're trying to protect them as much as possible. You got a lot of farm fields that'll spray poisons. You got a lot of commercial places. And then if the residential is spraying, then she has nowhere to go. So at least we could do our part to set up these wonderful and lovely monarch butterfly way stations. And you can also look up online on how to get these set up. There's also a lot of local places that might be able to help you set up your home yard and garden and stuff. And luckily this year I've seen so many monarch butterflies. I've seen so many in just this
Good.
past year than I have in decades. So it's good that they're kind of making a comeback, but still they need our help.
Yeah, you drive by and you see so many people that are spraying, and you just hope they're doing it the right way because not only monarchs, but so many other animals will have problems, and you can kill them off very easily just by spraying. And think it over before you do the spraying, and keep in mind the monarchs and others and the harm that could come from doing that. Where did this begin for you, this love, and I will call it a love, it certainly sounds that way, of monarch butterflies? Where did this start?
Well, it started early when I was a kid, and I saw them in the yard, and they were my mom's favorite butterfly. And she'd tell me how they would fly all the way down to Mexico and then come back. And then during my first grade year, there was a creative writing project, and I decided to write a little story. So as I'm writing my story and I read it out to the class, all my girl classmates, they loved the story so much, they started drawing the pictures of Marna. And then by the end of my story, they were out handing me tons and tons of papers. Like, here you go, here you go.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow. And I wish I could. But that's almost 40 years ago. So that's, it would have been nice to have them, but realistically, stuff doesn't make it that long. But I always kept the story close to my heart. And then one day we'd go out to a family dive trip in the beautiful island of Bonaire. And I want to say that's 50 miles north of Venezuela. Don't quote me, but it's north of Venezuela. And it's in that nice tropical area. And on this resort, it's a diving resort, there was tons of monarch butterflies just flying freely. And then hummingbirds and all kinds
Oh,
of
yes.
beautiful flowers. And that's when I decided to write Marna. It just came to me and started flowing on the pages. And then just got my little journal and I just started writing bit by bit. And then it just started coming together. And then when I came home, I had a test reader of mine and read it to her. And oh my God, she loved the story. Absolutely loved it. And then I shelved it for a while, because I wanted to write other stories. And then one day, my father-in-law got ill, and that kind of helped with the processing of him being diagnosed with terminal cancer. I decided to write the sequel, and that was kind of my therapy. Sometimes writing is really good therapy. It helps you out when you have tough times. You're able to get out those emotions and those feelings on page. And then unfortunately he passed away before I could finish the first act. However, I was reading it to my test reader part by part, and she just loved the story. And then by the time I was done with the story and I read her the ending of the sequel, she loved it so much. She said, "This should be a movie." And I was like, "Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for believing in me." And then it dawned on me, you know what? If this is a really good story and this is just a sequel, maybe I should go on my way to publish the first book. And here we are.
It's amazing. It started sort of in the first grade, sort of on the shelf there for a while, then came back as you're on the diving trip and you see the monarchs. And Jason just told the story of today, and suddenly he's got this popular concept for a book. People are loving the story, loving the character of Marna. Information, we'll give you that with the Christmas gift ideas, the T-shirts, and of course the books as well. And you can find the digital version, Marna, on Amazon, the usual places now. Talk about the audiobook, because you have an audiobook version of this as well.
I do. I'm glad that you brought that up. That's going to be on Audible. It's on there available right now. I found a talented voice actress named Lalita Corey, and she's from Canada, and she did the audio recording for me, and it took some time, but it was worth it in the end. And there's times where she catches me off guard, and I'm the one who wrote the book, got me to cry a little bit. So, and yes, it's available on Audible if you want to check it out now before the book is released. But once the hard book is, that's where you have all the illustrations and stuff.
And the book is beautifully illustrated, what I understand, and you can see from the cover now, the digital cover, the t-shirts that Jason is wearing. The illustrator did a wonderful job. It's colorful. It hops off, I was going to say, the page and the cotton to the t-shirt as well. It's something that will be make a lasting impression. Talk about what this has been like to take something that you goes back for so many years, a big part of your life, dormant for a while, comes back, and now you've got all of this going. You've got, I understand, a Patreon page as well that we'll talk about here in a second. You've got all this, the book coming out, the Christmas ideas. What's it like right now for you? This has to be an exciting time.
Oh yes, it is very exciting. If you would have told me a couple of years I'd be writing a book and it'd be published here and I'd be doing interviews, I'd be like, I'll get out of here. It's just wishful thinking. But now you do the work and then it goes from wishful thinking, from dreaming to reality. You just sometimes you just got to believe in yourself, believe in your own talents and be willing to make the sacrifices to make your dreams come true, I guess.
You sort of had the foundation laid in the first grade with this original story that everybody liked. What was it like when you pick up the story, you've got the sequel, you're telling it. Talk about what went into that. You're now older, you're more mature, you've got an idea, maybe some of the underlying stories, themes you want for the book. What was it like? Did you have a hard, fast outline when you started off writing Marna this time, or was it something that just sort of evolved as you brought the character to life?
I would say it kind of evolved as I brought the character to life. I think that'd be the best way to describe it. In the second book, I'm going to, since it's already copyrighted, I can actually tell what the title's going to be. It's going to be called Kissed by a Mantis. And this is kind of a story arc with character Gavin, the bully. And this is kind of his way of growing from being that jerk bully to the hero that he was meant to be. And then, of course, there's all new characters that are going to be in there. And of course, you're going to have some cameos with Marna and David and other characters that will be from the other story, but I can't give away too much from the first story either.
Oh, yes.
But it's going to be really good. The sequel is actually much longer than the original, so I'm going to split it up into three parts. So it's its own standalone trilogy.
Ooh, I like that. I was just going to
Yes.
say, with Marna and all the possibilities, this could go on for a while, and you've already got a trilogy lined up with all of this. It's sort of limitless what Marna can go through and teaching lessons. And how important was that when you were putting this character together to not only make it entertaining so that kids would young adults would read this, young children would read this and want it and share it with people, but there's a message there as well. You're not hitting them over the head with a message, but it's there. It's in the entertainment value that you have of the product. How important is that to you to entertain and to inform, educate a little bit?
Oh yeah, it's real important to inform and educate, and then give these good stories with nice values and morals.
Tell me a little bit about the marketing aspect of this. You now with this book is out there. It's ready to go. It's ready to be printed. It'll be out in time for the holidays. The digital is out there. You've got the audio version as well. What's it like when you shift gears from the creative person that came up with the idea, wrote the story? Now you've got to be a marketing person out there and trying to figure out how to get the story out there so people can read it. What's this been like doing the marketing part of it?
Well, I like to stress this is one of the most important parts, besides writing and getting the book out there, is some people they will just write the story And then they'll just put one post and then they'll expect it to
Okay.
somehow catch on.
Yes.
However, you got to go out there and you got to talk to other people and you got to show them products and items. And then, like for my example, I've been going to conventions and stuff and handing out bookmarks, free bookmarks that got QR codes,
Oh,
even
yes.
going and talking to the celebrity guests that are on the table and then talking to them about your book. And who knows, you might talk to the right person at the right time, and then you get enough buzz and all of a sudden you're just lifting off.
And maybe you get a movie deal out of that. That was the original. This needs to be a movie. Have you thought about that? Given any thought to doing this, a series, a video series?
Oh, if Netflix is watching, that's for sure.
Well, so many great ideas and so many great lessons in Marna. Now, our guest on the program is the author Jason Hauger. That's Hauger. Book is available now in its present form, digital at Amazon, the usual places. Keep watching because right around Thanksgiving, heading into the holidays, the book will be available, the hardcover book, wherever books are sold, and the merchandise will be out there as well. How can they take advantage of doing the T-shirts and the other product that you have associated with Marno?
Oh, later on, I'm going to have these available on Patreon. I'm debating on having it after people been there for a year to give them the t-shirt after a full year of subscription. And the wife and I have been kind of talking about that. She has more experience with the Patreon than I do, more as a customer than
Oh, yes.
a consumer.
It's a great way to reach a number of people and to get them excited about what you're doing with the book, and then being able to support you in that way. Where did this all come from? Obviously, even in the first grade, you had a knack as writing. You were able to take the other children, kids in the room, and got them excited about the story that you were telling as well. Did you read a lot growing up? Did you have a favorite author growing up?
Well, to tell you the truth, my first book I read was Dr. Seuss,
Ah, yes.
and it was a struggle, trying to get me to read. But once I got reading, it got so much easier. And then, to tell you the truth, I don't read as much as I like to write. I prefer writing for some reason. That's just been me the whole time. I can, at school, when I wrote my assignments and stuff, I was kind of cruel to the teacher. I would fill up the whole page. I would use the smallest script and just fill that page just completely up. And then one day the teacher said, "Here, I need to show you something." He puts it in the proper format and then he puts it in the proper line spacing. And that one page blew up the 7 pages.
That's interesting, the background on this, and you got busted as you were trying to get away with that. The fact that you enjoy writing, does it come natural to you when you're a storyteller, obviously?
Yes, I love telling stories. That's just the thing that I like to do. I like creating characters. We go out as a family. We go out to the national parks and see the beauty and splendor of nature. And I get to see the animals interact. And it's just an amazing, amazing process. I just recommend anybody to get out and just enjoy the outdoors and see the beauty that's right in front of your face. A lot of people are on their phone and they miss everything. All you gotta do is look up and you're like, "Oh, what's that?"
It's that simple, and I've said that. Look up, you see so many people, and you're in a city, and people are looking down. They're looking at their phones, as you were talking about. I do some walking where we live with a river that's parallel with the ocean. So you've got dolphins that are there, and birds, and it's great. You've got this great view for like a 2 mile walk, and you walk across people that aren't even paying any attention. Not look up there, look off to the side, and you see all of this, and it's free, and it's amazing. And it really makes you feel good, doesn't it, when you understand nature and how you fit into it and enjoy all the creatures that are there.
Oh yes, and so much beauty that you can look at. Just don't miss out. This life is too short. and just enjoy what you have, enjoy your family, enjoy the moment.
And
You
look
just
up that from time to time, look up or look off to the side and appreciate what you're seeing there. Marna is set. You've got this ready to launch. Everything's in place. You've got her all ready to go. Do you see your work expanding beyond that after the Marna character, maybe doing something for older children or something for adults? What do you see as your future as a writer?
Well, the sequel is kind of more geared to the teenager, I
Yes.
would suppose, because there's a lot more coming of to age themes in there,
Yes.
because my main character in this story, Gavin, he's going into the junior high, so he's kind of closer in that teenage year, while David is kind of like in that elementary still, because he's going into the 5th grade in the Marna series, and the Kissed by a Mantis, Gavin is going to his first year as a 7th grader. So it's kind of interesting to see how the coming of story goes in and see the growth. And I would say it's a little bit of a lovers to enemies to lovers romance. So I put little elements of that, maybe a slight love triangle, and just absolute lovable characters.
So we can actually grow up with Marna. You've got her through the process there. Young adult is a huge category in the book market, and it sounds like that you're headed in that direction as the characters get older. What has this been like for you? You've got a couple minutes left in the program. What is all, we touched on this before, but when you stop and think how far you've come in telling this story from years ago and having it accepted, going to be published, going to have people wearing Marna t-shirts around the country. What has this been like? This has to be extremely rewarding for you and encouraging to continue with the story.
Oh yeah, not only is it rewarding, but it's given me an opportunity to discover things about myself I didn't know. And then just being able to believe in my own writing for once. I'd never really believed in my writing as a kid, but as an adult, I could see how it makes people happy, how some of the stories can touch the heart and even make them cry at times, and then bring them out of that and just be able to examine themselves and be like, hey, maybe I should look up and see beauty in life.
Well, you're touching a lot of people, and will continue. I mean, this is just the start for Jason and his career in writing and creating characters and being a storyteller. All of this information, you have links on a website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book's available digital right now, soon to be available in a hardcover, and that's out in time for the holidays. The t-shirts and all that will be available. You'll be able to follow. And Googling, it's very simple. Jason Hauger, that's Hauger. You can do that. You get information on the book and everything that he's got going. Jason, I'm excited for you. I love the passion, the enthusiasm you have as a storyteller for the tale of Marna and what you expect to do with Marna and her friends. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today.
Thank you.
It has been fun
Thanks.
talking with Jason and seeing the fashion show there. I love you've got all of this. You are all ready to go. Marna Book One will be available, is now digital, will be in time for Christmas to be followed by others in the series. The trilogy he talked about will be out soon, so keep looking for that. And information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America. Today's show continues right after these messages. And before we go, I want to thank Mainspring Books for arranging our conversation with Jason today, making your stories come to life as they've done for so many authors. Marna is the name, Book One, the name of the book we've been talking about. Jason Hauger. More on today's program right after these messages. Stay tuned.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.